أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعوني أهدكم سبيل الرشاد. Further, this person who had brought iman, he had given further advice after Fir'aun had declared that a building must be built for him where he can climb up and reach by Allah Ta'ala, and na'uzu billah, kill Allah Ta'ala also. And then further, this person gave da'wat to his people, calling them to Allah Ta'ala. From here, we also learn how to give a message, a da'wat to people, whether it is Muslims or non-Muslims. Here, this da'wat was particularly directed to these non-Muslims. And he said further, وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِيَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاتِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. اور اے قوم مجھ کو کیا ہوا ہے کہ بلاتا ہوں میں تم کو نجات کی طرف اور تم بلاتا ہوں مجھ کو آگ کی طرف. Oh my people, what is this that I am seeing? What is this whole message that I am calling you towards salvation? And you are calling me towards destruction, towards the fire of Jahannam. So this is also a very effective way to give people da'wat, that what you are telling me, you are, for example, calling me towards dunya, and I am calling you towards your success. وَفَرْدَ تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ. تم بلاتے ہو مجھ کو کہ منکر ہو جاؤ اللہ سے اور شریک ٹھہراؤ اس کو جس کی مجھ کو خبر نہیں. And you are calling me that I must disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, and I must associate partners with Allah Ta'ala, and I've got no knowledge of any disbelief of Allah, and I've got no knowledge of any partners of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, I'm completely convinced of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah has got no partners. Think what you are calling me to, and what you are saying, and what you are believing. وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ. اور میں بلاتا ہوں تم کو اس زبردست گناہ بخشنے والے کی طرف. And I'm calling you towards that great being who is the most powerful, who overpowers everything and everyone, and nothing can overpower him. And he is the most forgiving also. In other words, these are the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. You are calling me towards the idols. You are calling me towards dunya. What can the idols do? What can this dunya do? What can it offer? Nothing whatsoever. And I am calling you to such a great being who is the most powerful. La jarama annama tad'unani ilayhi laysa lahu da'watun fi dunya wala fil akhirah. آپ ہی ظاہر ہے کہ جس کی طرف تم کو مجھ کو بلاتے ہو اس کو بلاوا کہیں نہیں دنیا میں اور نہ آخرت میں. And undoubtedly, very verified and clearly, what you are calling me to, that is idol worship, a worship of things besides Allah, whether it is this dunya, etc., all those things, they have got no call in this dunya. In other words, you cannot call upon them and they can help you. They are helpless themselves. It is like one blind person tells another blind person, let me guide you. He's blind himself, how can he guide somebody else? One paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person, you jump on my back, and this very busy highway, I will take you across it. He can't even walk himself across. How is he going to take somebody else? So all these idols, they can't do anything for you in dunya also. They can't do anything for you in akhirat. What are you depending upon such idols? وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. اور یہ کہ ہم کو پھر جانا ہے اللہ کے پاس. And the fact and reality is that Allah is the creator, nourisher, sustainer. He's in control of everything. And it is only to Him that we are going to return as well. وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. اور یہ کہ زیادتی والے وہی ہیں دوزخ کے لوگ. And undoubtedly, those people who transgress the limits and bounds, Israf is not only in spending money, but in any and everything. When a person goes beyond his limits, that is Israf. In beliefs also. So those people who went beyond the beliefs, and they believe in idols, they believe in technology, they believe the shop is the sustainer, Job is the sustainer. Medicine is the curer. They have gone beyond limits. For all that is only Allah Ta'ala. And such are the people who will be the occupants of the fire of Jahannam. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ So aage yaad karoge jo main kehta hoon tumko. And you will remember this advices of mine. Think of what I'm telling you. You will see. Ponder about it. Don't just let it pass like that. Ponder carefully about it. وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ Aur main somta hu apna kaam Allah ko. And I turn all my matters only to Allah Ta'ala. That is, you don't want to hear, you don't want to believe. This is how advisors a mother, a father should give to her children. An ustad should give to his students. A sheikh should give to his murids. And an alim should give to his congregation. What an effective way the Quran has taught us how to give da'wat. Inna Allah basirum bil ibad. Beshak Allah ki nigah mein hai sab bande. And remember, all the servants and slaves of Allah are fully in the eyes of Allah. In other words, Allah is watching everyone. At least think about that, that Allah is watching you. And think that you have to return to Allah and you'll have to answer to Him. This is such a way that it will turn and a person's heart and melt a person's heart and come to Allah Ta'ala. And it is very clear that the underlying hidden basic factor here is the great feeling he had for the people. He was not scoring points. He was not wanting to win a debate. He did not want to be a big lecturer. But he was from his heart, he desired the good of his people. And that is the first thing to be cultivated if we want our talks to have an effect on people. From our hearts, the mother, father, not just that they want the services of the children, but they really want the true goodness of the children. And the deen must come in their lives. The akhirat must be made. Then these talks have an effect. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا پھر بچا لیا موسیٰ کو اللہ نے بری دعاؤں سے جو کرتے تھے. And then all this planning this people had done against this man of Iman and particularly against Musa in that parliament, this whole session was enacted for one particular purpose, to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah declared that we had protected Musa alayhi salam. And all their planning, and Fir'aun, what power did he not have? How did he not have a sway over the people? And he was so much in control. But what Allah decrees, Allah in fact made it such that Allah transported Musa right into the lap of Fir'aun. And Allah made Fir'aun pay for his upbringing. So in that way Allah protected him. And Allah put it in the heart of Fir'aun also. This is the child that you have to kill. But Allah made it that Fir'aun now was his protector. So this is the system of Allah. When a person turns sincerely to Allah Ta'ala, وَحَاكَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ اور اُلَتْ پَرَا فِرْعَوْن وَالُوْ پَرْ بُرِ تَرَحْ كَعَذَابِ That was the starting point. And the ending point, a very severe punishment had fallen upon Fir'aun and his people. They were drowned in the water. All his people, all his tribes, everyone was drowned. And such that Allah threw his body out because the people were so convinced that Fir'aun is a god, he doesn't die. So that if he went missing, they would say that perhaps he's gone in hiding or something. But Allah threw his body out so they could see, yeah, is that man who said that this river flows under my command, and that river killed him. And there he lied dead. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So this is how a feeling a person must have, every believer also. And we should advise our children, advise our family, advise our students. It's not only that a ustad teaches his students, but he must make a nasihat like this also to the students. In the same way, the imam, the sheikh, in this way he must have concern over the people who are under him and guide them towards righteousness with their true feeling, deep from the heart. And then Allah Ta'ala's help also comes accordingly.